Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Steel Nation Radio, brought to you by Total Sports Enterprises. I'm Mike Pelaya of SteelNationAssociation.com, where we cover the Steelers 24/7 while bringing you, the Steeler fans, together in an effort to raise money for Children's Hospital of Pittsburgh. Visit our site, read our articles, listen to our podcast, check out our new YouTube channel, and certainly join our club to help the kids at the hospital. You can also get one of these nice shirts if you're watching on YouTube. We have different colors, sizes, etc. So please come to the store and check out what we have. In addition to Steel Nation Association, you can find my work on SteelCityUnderground.com, where they are covering the Steelers all day, every day, with many great columnists, awesome articles, great predictions, great insight, and so much more. So please check out everything that we have to offer on SteelCityUnderground.com as well. All right, so I'm going to get into it. I'm going to try to stay calm, but I'm going to get into it here. They're 0-1-1. Thought they'd be 2-0 right now. They're 0-1-1. The Chiefs' loss looked bad. It looked bad. What I will say is the Chiefs, to try to put a silver lining on this if I can, did go into Los Angeles and beat the Chargers, who were favored, and I think the Chargers are a pretty good team. And then obviously they came in and you know, put a handling on the Steelers as well. The offense looked fine to me. I mean, you can't start off down 21-0. I think the offensive game plan changed pretty dramatically after that. But, you know, they put up 37. You put up 37, you're supposed to win. And that certainly didn't happen as the Chiefs just bombarded the defense. And once again, if I get into this, the defense was overwhelmed. They were not prepared. They were confused. They basically came out and said they underestimated Pat Mahomes and were surprised by him. And quite frankly, how many times does this have to happen? Bortles did it to you twice last year, just to name, you know, one guy. But Mahomes kind of did it the week prior, so what were you surprised about? And that's not coming from the players. I mean, they're saying it, but if that's what they're saying, you know, they weren't prepared, and that's coaching. In my opinion, Keith Butler should be fired right now. He should have been fired before the season started, quite frankly. Didn't happen. They fired Haley. Fine. Okay, they fine. They did that. Fichtner's been fine. There hasn't really missed a beat on offense, specifically this past week. I guess I can't say they haven't missed a beat, considering they had 6 turnovers against Cleveland, but the offense is going to be fine, with or without Le'Veon Bell. Does Le'Veon Bell help? Hell yeah, he helps. But do they need him right now? No, that's not the problem. They need a secondary. They need linebackers. They need a pass rush of some kind. They need a punter. They need AB to just stay off of social media, which is a little bit separate. But they have so many problems. And yet, Joe Hayden didn't play this past week. I don't think it mattered. I don't think it mattered. Yes, he's their best corner because Artie Burns sucks at this point. I personally have gone from saying Artie Burns is a top corner in the making to saying he's close to being a bust. He reminds me of William Gay. We know him because we see the name on the back of the jersey because he's burned all the time. I saw it in practice. I was there live. You know, against Antonio Brown, but even against Juju and a couple of the other guys, he was getting burned in training camp. He's not a good cover corner. You certainly can't leave him out there on an island with one-on-one coverage against a top receiver because he can't do it. He can't do it. He has talent, but I don't know what's going on, if it's coaching or lack of motivation or what it is, but I don't trust him. I do not trust Artie Burns. And Hayden's supposed to practice this week. We'll see if he plays. He can help. But Ryan Fitzpatrick's kind of on fire right now, guys. He's got 819 yards through 2 games, 8 touchdowns, 1 interception. And he's licking his chops. I guarantee you he is licking his chops to face these Pittsburgh Steelers because he knows that the secondary sucks. They suck. And they need to fix it now because, in my opinion, this is a must-win game in Week 3. The Steelers are facing a must-win game in Week 3. They cannot be 0-2-1 after this week. 0-2 teams have an 11% chance to make the playoffs. Historic number. Oh, 2-1. I don't know what the exact number is, but let's just make it even with the 0-2 record. 11% probably. The Browns are improved. They tied the Steelers, right? The Bengals look better than we thought. The Ravens, I think they're better than I thought. But the Steelers are way worse than I thought. So the Steelers, you know, it may only take 9 wins or 10 wins to win the division. But I don't know right now if the Steelers are a 9 or 10 win team simply because their defense is a mess. And I would caution everybody that it's only 2 games and a lot can change in the next 2 games. And I'm cautioning myself as I say it, I suppose. But at the same time, these 2 games are pretty telling, especially this Chiefs game. Even if they were to make the playoffs, do you want to face Mahomes again? Do you want to face a Brady, a Phillip Rivers, if you face the Chargers? You know, Bortles again, who's, no, he's not elite by any means, but he just tore up the Patriots, and the Jaguars have a great defense, too. So there's a lot of concerns right now, but we are way, way ahead of things. We are not even close to playoff talk. We need to talk about getting a win this week in Tampa before we can talk about anything else. Yeah, so I think they will win. Despite all of these negative things I've just said, I think they're going to win. They're going to have to find a way to stop and slow down Fitzpatrick, or Fitzmagic, as they've been calling him now. They're going to have to stop DeSean Jackson right now, who is a big deep threat. And they're going to have to get a rush on Fitzpatrick / Fitzmagic, whatever you want to call him. He is very mistake prone when pressured. I mean, look at the Jet season from a couple of years ago. He was a disaster. He's basically a career backup, although he has 120 or so starts under his belt across multiple teams. And the multiple teams is because he hasn't been super effective. He had a really good season a few years ago, though. But he's caught lightning in a bottle right now, and this is not a good time to face him. The Bucs are 2-0. They're going to play home at Monday night. Fitzpatrick is rolling. DeSean Jackson is looking like the one from 5 to 8 years ago. The Steelers' secondary is terrible. But I still think they're going to find a way to win because they have to. And I think that the offense is going to put up their points. Roethlisberger is going to do what he did this past week, a couple of touchdowns, maybe even 3 or 4. He's going to throw for over 300 yards or close to it. Antonio Brown will be appeased because he's going to be very involved in this game plan. And James Conner is going to play a bigger role again. And a lot of people want to bash Conner for this past week because he didn't have that many yards. But what did you expect? They were down 21-0. They couldn't afford to run the ball 35 times at that point. They had to throw it. They threw it 60 times, which is a lot. And Ben went for over 450 yards, which is a ton, but they lost. And as I wrote about on SteelNationAssociation.com before the game, I said Ben needs to throw it less than 30 times to have a better chance of winning. They needed to control the clock. But when you give up the ball and you, well, not even necessarily give up the ball, but you give up the yards, you make the mistakes, your defense can't stop anybody, it throws the game plan out the window. And that's exactly what happened. So you can't blame Connor for last week. I think he will be more involved this week, hoping that the defense can step up and make some stops. You know, you guys thought Mahomes tore them up, and he did. But right now, the only other guy that may be playing better than Mahomes is Fitzpatrick, and the Steelers get to face him. Now, the pendulum usually swings back. So he is not this guy that we're seeing right now either. So the Steelers can be the team to bring him back down to earth. But I don't feel comfortable with them playing him. I'm just going with gut here, thinking that the Steelers are going to win this ballgame because they have to. I think the offense will carry them. Like I said, I think Connor will get 100 yards. I think Ben will get close to 300. I think AB will go over 100 and have his 8 to 10 catches. Juju will be a big part. The tight ends, both Vance McDonald and Jesse James, are going to be big parts in that offense as well. And I'm going to go off on a tangent here for a second, but I don't know about all of you, but I've always felt Jesse James is a very solid pass-catching tight end. And I mean, he's more consistent than McDonald. He's on the field more. I have no problem with James being the featured tight end. I know McDonald may possess more talent, but he's not out there enough to make a difference, at least in my opinion. But I do want to move on to the Antonio Brown situation and the Le'Veon Bell situation for a couple of minutes. First, I'll address Bell because I think it'll be a little bit shorter. He was out in Miami. He had some kind of a launch party with one of his discs dropping or whatever it may have been a couple nights ago. You know, and he's catching a lot of heat for it. And yeah, he should be with the team. At the same time, he's able to do what he wants to do. He's not under contract. He's not employed. He's able to live his life. It's just annoying how he's doing it to those of us that watch and think, well, you're getting an offer of $14.5 million. Take it and then move on next year. He's not coming back to the Steelers. They've got Connor, and they're going to draft someone else, and that'll be that. They're not going to pay him. He's blown that. But he's starting to blow his opportunities with other teams, too, with some of these antics. That said, he's free to do whatever he wants until he's under contract. It's just truth. He's going to play this year, so don't worry about that. What you should worry about is when he comes back, because when he comes back, if the team is still upset or they're struggling but kind of in that playoff mix and he disrupts that whole mix and chemistry, if there is any, that could be a problem. I wouldn't expect to see him until week 7 or 8 or maybe even after the 10th game. He has to come back after the 10th game if he wants to get the year of service, which he certainly does, so he can go into free agency. He's going to play. Now, Brown. Antonio Brown. Best receiver in the planet. One of the best of all time. Already a Hall of Famer, in my opinion. No doubt about it. Super freak in terms of talent. Absolute super freak. He doesn't want to be traded, guys. He doesn't want to be traded. He wasn't even saying he wanted to be traded. But this whole situation that's blown up is in part his fault and in part the media's fault. And here's why. It's not Ryan Scarpino's fault. Everybody wants to get on Ryan Scarpino and give that guy a bunch of grief. First of all, I know Ryan a little bit. I met him many, many times when I've gone to the Steelers training camp when he worked there. Couldn't be a nicer guy. Good dude. Got along with all the players really well, including Brown, from what I could see. I think they all liked him. They've all kind of come out already and said that they did. Has he been taking some shots at the team since he's left, and the players in specific? Yeah. But when he left their employ, he became a fan. He's from Pittsburgh. He can tweet just like anybody else. And there's so many guys that are tweeting the same things that he's tweeting. But because he worked for the Steelers, and mostly because AB responded, and AB responded because they actually know each other personally, this turned into a national media story. It's not a national media story. They were both frustrated. Brown is wrong for making it public because he's got to chill out with this stuff. He's got to chill out with this stuff. And so I blame him for that. I think he's being a baby. I mean, he was pouting in Sunday's game, which is probably worse to me than the whole thing with Twitter, because he wants more catches, and Juju had more catches, and Jesse James had more catches and yards. He did. Brown had 9 catches. I mean, come on, dude, chill out. Your team needs you to stay in the game. And the worst part to me is when Roethlisberger scored that touchdown on 4th and goal, which was a hell of a run by him, by the way, to keep them in that game, and everybody's celebrating, and Brown's walking off the field alone. That's annoying. That is petty, that is selfish, and that's the kind of crap that I don't like and I can't stand. I don't like the Twitter stuff either, but it's actually more annoying that the media decided to run with it because the media loves to create drama. So yeah, the Steelers have drama, but the media is making it worse. The media loves this. They're getting all the clicks from you guys. Don't click on this crap. It's crap. Stop clicking on it. You stop clicking on it, it won't happen. If it doesn't happen, maybe the team plays better. It's a vicious cycle and it's a domino effect. And if you buy into this junk, you're only hurting the cause. So don't click on it. It's not a story. The guy's writing it. No, it's not a story, but they also know you're going to click on it because we're a society that loves drama, and AB and Le'Veon and all those guys eat that up just as much as you do. Being in the news in any way is better than not. It's PR for all of them. It's PR for the guys that write it. And I'm not even talking about it, so maybe I'm just as guilty, but it's bad news to even be in this discussion, because that's making something out of nothing. It really is. Anyway, they need to win this week, and that's the most important thing. So AB needs to get his head out of his butt and get back on the field, and I think he will. I think the offense is going to put up over 30 points again. I think the defense is going to implement a significant pass rush. And I think Tomlin needs to, and will, hopefully, keep this team disciplined. Because one other thing that happened this week after the game was Bud Dupree slid into a fan's direct messages talking some trash after the loss. And guess what? Screenshot later, it's public. What are these guys doing? Tomlin needs to put some rules into place here. And, you know, in some regard, he needs to punish the Le'Veons and the Antonios. I know they're superstars and they've got different rules. But if you punish one of those guys, then the other guys, maybe they fall in line too. I'm not saying cut them. They're not going to trade them. None of that's going to happen, and it never would. But some form of discipline or punishment has to happen. It has to, guys. Anyway, I'm going with the Steelers' victory this weekend. I didn't cover it as in-depth as I wanted to, but I think they're going to win just because of Big Ben. I think Antonio gets back on the same page. I think they practice hard. I think they put all this drama behind them, and I think most importantly, they know they need this to stay in the season. So I'm going to go with a 35-27 victory. It's going to be close. It's going to be one late. It may even need to be with a late-minute, last-minute drive. Something along those lines. Connor's going to have a big day. TJ Watt's going to come back. He's going to show up. Don't count on Dupree. Do not count on that secondary. That's why it's going to be a high-scoring game. I think Cam Hayward and Tua are going to be more impactful this week as well. But the one thing before I go to keep an eye on will be the offensive line. There's a couple of injuries up there now. DeCastro may come back. I think he will. Gilbert and I believe Foster are nursing some injuries. So that will be something to keep an eye on throughout the week and certainly into game day. Good news there is an extra day to recoup. So that could help. That could also help Joe Hayden, which the Steelers could certainly use. And just keep an eye on Artie Burns because he's going to get burned all day long. That said, Steelers 35, Bucks 27. I'll talk to you next week, hopefully after a Steelers victory in 2018.